With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. If you attended the recent Taste Washington wine event in Seattle, it's no secret that our wine industry is flourishing. But one thing I noticed among the 230-plus wineries was the creativity wasn't confined to the taste, but also some of the names. One that caught my eye was curiously named Dead Crow, so I had to ask winemaker Cam McNeil, how on earth did you come up with that name?
Well, the honest truth of the matter is we had crows that were killing all the birds around the vineyard, all the quail, all the baby quail, the eggs, the chicks, the baby doves, the baby finches, the baby hummingbirds, and so we decided to eliminate at least one crow and put it out as an example to the other crows. And you know how smart they are. They figured it out, and so they stayed away, and so our bird population just flourished.
So, Cam, how long have you been producing Dead Crow?
We started making wine about 12 years ago, but we just started marketing 2.5 years ago.
McNeil says if you're interested in purchasing some Dead Crow, there's one way.
Online. We just sell cellar direct, no tasting room. We ship in Washington State. We ship almost everywhere, but we just send it to the Seattle area, typically freight free.
And your varieties?
Just Old Vine Cab Sauv and 100% Mavedra.
I have to say, I tried both, and they're delicious. Dead Crow wines can be found at deadcrowvineyards.com. And welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. And joining us once again is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, tell me, what fruit will be in season in July?
July brings us local fruits such as stone fruit, apricots, and cherries, cane berries like blackberries, marionberries, boysenberries, and early raspberries. July also brings early blueberries and the end of strawberries.
And apricots and cherries are both stone fruit?
A stone fruit, or a drupe, describes fruit with a hard, stone-like pit that has a seed inside, and it's covered by the fleshy fruit and skin, which is the part we eat.
And what are blackberries and marionberries?
They're known as caneberries because they grow on a cane rather than a vine or a trunk. They used to be called brambles, but most commercial varieties are now thornless. They're an aggregate fruit, meaning that they're made up of a cluster of smaller fruits.
And all these great berries are upon us, or nearly.
So get those flats of delicious berries. Jams and pies are on my mind.
Very good. Thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.